This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 86 of Sunday. Oh god, I'm too tired already.
Oh, for goodness sake!
My
come
face
on.
Aches.
Just because you've got a tiny sniffle.
No, it's not. It's because I haven't slept. And like every time I fell asleep last night, I had this really disturbing dream. And then I'd wake up, have to go get a drink, go back to bed, and then I would have exactly the same dream, but in a Muppetized version. So all the really scary things in it were happening again, but with Kermit the Frog.
That's a bit wrong. But that's nothing, right? I had to drive through Stow on the Wold last night. Stow on the frickin' Wold.
What's a Wold?
A Wold is a bit like a minor planet. So, right. You know, it's not quite a world. But it's not as crap as Pluto.
Pluto is crap.
It is crap, isn't it? It's like one of those kids at school that just sits in the corner and just goes, can I play? And you're just like, no, you're not proper.
Exactly. And how could Pluto have been a planet when Donald Duck isn't?
Well, exactly. Because if Donald Duck was a planet, it'd be like one of the moons on Saturn, which is like half covered in mud and half icy.
Yeah, but it'd be the wrong way around. So the bottom half would be,
naked.
Also, it'd have loads of moons called Huey, Louie, Dewey and Gooey or whatever they're called.
And also, there'd be another planet which would be on the same elliptical path. But what would happen is it would be called Scrooge McDuck. And it would have a lot of bling.
I can do an impression of Donald Duck.
Go on then.
But only when I sneeze.
Okay, so are we going to wait?
Yeah, I think we should wait till I'm ready to sneeze.
It's going to be an exciting episode of Sunday Supplement.
Yeah. Will Simon sneeze and will he at the same time have the wherewithal to do an impression of Donald Duck?
Ooh, it's been one of those weeks. But yeah, no, they shut the M4 last night.
I don't think they did. I think someone was winding you up.
I was in Cardiff.
Why would they shut a whole motorway?
And they shut the M4, which is basically... they shut the way home. So I had to go back via, like, Monmouth and go up on all these wiggly-piggly roads round Stow on the Wold just to get home. Tewkesbury. I mean, there's no need for Tewkesbury.
No, there isn't. In fact, there's no need for anything west of the M5, really. And that includes where I live.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't Thornbury quite, you know...
Shut up. Anyway, I don't think they shut the road. What did they do? Bring the roads in, like, Craggy Island? They didn't shut the whole of the M4.
They did.
Rubbish.
There were cones. Cones everywhere.
I bet they shut one junction and you couldn't be bothered to get on at the next junction.
No, I got on at one junction and they took me straight off again. And then they shut it again. And I was just like, well, I could try and work out, pick my way around South Wales, or I could go back the other way, which is up towards the Midlands and down again, which is what I did.
Nice.
Which I think might have been a mistake, although I did see a bunny rabbit. It was an Easter bunny as well, because when I smashed into it, loads of chocolate went everywhere, so that was quite good.
Did you get a newspaper?
I did.
What?
I did. I got the Independent.
Oh, you didn't get the Mirror?
I know, it had free Lego. You told me this, but they were sold out.
I specifically didn't get it so you could get the Lego. I got the Express instead.
Ugh.
Well, yeah.
Basically, I bought the Independent because I saw, ooh, a feature about women scientists on the cover, and I was thinking, that's brilliant. And guess what's going to be my humdonger? Christ. Christ isn't a humdonger, by the way. I don't want to offend Christians more than we already have on this podcast.
Let's cut things out and keep them then. Can tell that I'm really excited this week.
I know, you're kind of... it's like you've been given, like, horse tranquilizer or something.
No, no, what it is, I'm so excited that I'm physically aroused and I'm just slightly embarrassed by the whole thing. So I'm kind of hunched over, like you would be at a school disco. Not that I ever went to school discos, because I actually was a wallflower. I actually did grow on walls.
I was ruined at school discos. Well, because I went to a girls' school, right?
I don't think that's the right turn of phrase.
I was ruined, as in the sense that I went to an all-girls school, so forget about after the age of 11. But before the age of 11, we had school discos and stuff. And my mum was always like, oh, you should wear a dress. And I was like, I don't want to wear a dress. I've got short hair. I'm going to wear shorts. And I'm going to dress as a surfer, because I thought surfers were cool. So that's what I did. And every girl there was wearing a dress and looking as if they were 21 with mascara and everything. And I was there looking like a boy. And I basically never really fully recovered, even after learning how to do the Macarena.
Oh, I'm going to have that music in my head now. Eh, Macarena.
Hey!
Don't.
And it was like that. Like, the Macarena was the first one, and the other one was Saturday Night, with all the hip movements and everybody lined up. Like, you know those prisoners in Korea? They show them all doing, like, you know, Michael Jackson's moonwalk, that sort of thing. That's what it was like, only with children and bad. And also, there were a lot of adults who had never seen before watching us. It was very weird. Because it was a Christian school, so they were stopping us from getting too close. But at the same time, they all had their hands in their pockets.
But you're all girls.
No. This was before. This was bat school. I only go to Hogwarts until
your
later.
Your weird school life still confuses me. Right, so that's my cut and keep. What are you doing?
No. You got to do your cut out and keep, which is going to be brilliant from The Express, I'm sure.
Do you know what? The Express, I think, is possibly the worst newspaper ever.
Even worse than the Daily Fail.
Yeah, at least the Daily Fail has interesting, mockable articles.
Oh, there was a brilliant one in the Daily Fail online. Did you see it? I tweeted about it. It was this woman, and she's going, if you get an apple and you cut it in half and you put it in a jar, right, each half in a different jar, and then one jar you mark with love and the other jar you mark with hate, and you show love to one apple than the other apple, it will rot more slowly. And they had an example of this, and they showed one apple, which was slightly mouldy, and one apple, which was really mouldy, which had been in the jar of hate. And, you know, the science of this is absolute bunk, because, you know, there's so many factors like the dirtiness of the knife, the type of apple, that sort of thing.
I don't know about that. You're really mean to me, and I wither and die every week.
Well, that's the point of the whole thing, because even the one she showed love to was still rotting. So it's just basically, yeah, emotions kill things. That is the lesson.
Right, yeah. Don't be emotional because your apple will rot. Why an apple?
Why an apple?
Yeah, but is it some sort of, oh, apples are like the fruit of the garden, and snakes do things to apples that you shouldn't... Do you see that snake that ate a hippo? Not a hippo. It may not have been a hippo. It may have been something smaller than a hippo, but it ate it.
I didn't see that, no. I mean, I don't really follow snakes that much, but what I'd love is to give a snake things which are hollow on the inside.
What, like a Easter egg?
Or David Cameron. Just basically... something which he goes, oh, that's huge, and, goes, and then it just goes poo like that and pops inside them.
So what are you going to count and keep?
No, you got to go first.
Seriously, I've got nothing. This is what I read my paper twice and I've got nothing that I want to say is good and worth reading. I was going to read out Victoria Corran's article from The Observer.
I like Victoria Corran. She's I love it. She would dress you up and spank you. I mean, oh, she's proper sexy as Victoria Corran.
Yeah, proper. But I thought you might pick me up on the fact that it was in a different newspaper.
The trouble is, the Independent's got really serious. Like, leave the 1970s where they belong.
Where do they belong?
In the 1970s, apparently.
Yeah, but they've got to be there, otherwise they're not 1970s. If you pick them up and put them somewhere else, they become the 1984s.
It's an article attacking David Cameron for basically going, oh, it's like the 1970s because there's, like, one company called BA who are a bit knocked off. And all the rest of it is things like how we poisoned Bangladesh, why we sent them water laced with arsenic. It's really depressing. So I've got a light bubbly one, which is Curse of the Oscar. Even sordid relationships do not seem to survive the apparent triumph of the Best Actress Academy Award. The winner takes the gong, but loses her husband.
Is this because Kate Winslet is split up with Sam Mendes?
Yep, but it's not the only one. Sandra Bullock. It took exactly 10 days for Bullock to go from famous Oscars winner to famously wronged wife. And then there's Reese Witherspoon and Hilary Swank.
You could do that with any award. You could say the curse of the best sound editor and say that five people since winning best sound editor have had diarrhea.
Basically, what the article implies is that the women lose a husband, but they gain a little gold statue of a man, which is a perfectly good size for personal gratification.
Are you suggesting that the Oscar is used as a dildo?
I'm suggesting that has happened. I bet you that has happened.
I bet it has. I bet a lot of men have used it on women and themselves.
According to Helen Hunt's Oscar speech, her boyfriend, Hank... He's the voice of Chief Wiggum in The Simpsons.
Hank Azaria.
That's the chap. He was the very best man I know. Shortly after she'd hit gold, as far as good as it gets, Hunt put her money where her mouth was and cemented their 5-year relationship by marrying him. It lasted a year. All the thanks that she had an Oscar and he didn't, because men are fickle and they can't stand it when women get more bling. This is why you are such a bad loser on this podcast, is because every week I take home the little gold trophy and wank with it. Now it's time to play Article or Farcical, and I'm going to introduce it because Simon's taking over this whole bit and I'm much better at it. Because every week we play a game called Article or Farcical, where I find three articles which are in my paper and then I make up an article, and Simon has to try and distinguish between them. And he's been cheating recently because he's been doing quite well on it. So I'm going to see if he and you, dear reader, can decide which are the articles and which is the farcical. Simon, are you ready?
No. You threw me.
I did throw you. You're very easy to throw. I can pick you up and fling you.
I'm not talking about dwarf tossing.
No, nor am I. I think that's, you know, that's assault, sexual assault, in fact.
Isn't that what you do, technically, with an Oscar statue?
Yeah, that is what all those women did with their Oscar statues, which is why they lost their husbands.
Right. Still not ready.
Why aren't you ready?
Because my face hurts.
Haven't you ready, Breck?
I have had my Rice Krispies.
Ah, Rice Krispies, you see. That's that snap, crackle and popping. No wonder you're not doing well. I had Ready Breck, which is central heating for kids.
Right, so you actually drank the blood of children?
Yeah, but not for breakfast.
Right. That reminds me of Buffy, where Spike likes to put Weetabix in his blood. It's true. That is what happens in Buffy. And there are vampires. And it's infinitely better than True Blood, which is tediously boring so far.
Oh dear.
I'm ready now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, which are the articles, which are the farcicals? Number one. Darling, I know a lovely little space station where we can spend the weekend.
Oh, they're going to turn the space station into some sort of hotel?
Possibly.
Right.
I didn't read the article.
Oh, God. You accuse me of not reading my papers.
Well, you didn't. You just basically said you didn't. And
No, I read... This week I read it through twice looking for something I want to talk about, but nothing. Nothing that I wanted to say, yes, this is a good bit
of... Can you
of
name
journalism.
A single article in your paper?
Yes, we'll get to them in the later sections. But I didn't want to hold up any of them and saying, this is actually worth reading. This is something I didn't regret spending 5 minutes of my life letting my eyeballs bleed onto. Number two.
Gazpacho, the soup of the fundamentalist.
Because?
There's only a certain way you can make gazpacho, apparently.
Why?
Because, apparently, of all the soups, gazpacho is the most criticised, because it has to be a certain way, because it's cold. Okay?
Yeah.
The son of Satan speaks out.
The son of Satan? Is that Keanu Reeves going, whoa?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's Karl Rove.
Karl Rove is not the son of Satan. He's many things, but he's not the son of a fictional character from the Bible.
Well, that's your decision. Has the Independent labelled Karl Rove the son of Satan? Is that the sort of political bent they would do? Because I think it is.
Possibly. Is Satan in the Bible?
Yes.
But only in the New Testament?
He's in there twice. No, he's in the Old Testament because he falls out of the sky. He's the falling star. That happens in Genesis. He is real, my friend. He's going to come and get you and put an Oscar up your bottom.
Ah, don't care.
You don't care about that?
No, I was trying to sing a Genesis song, but I couldn't think of any.
You couldn't think of a single Genesis song?
No.
Can you hear it coming in the
That's
air?
That's Phil Collins, that? Surely.
Oh, Lord. It's a big monkey playing the drums is what it
oh,
is.
Oh, piss
that
off.
Sad,
right? Right, number four.
And number four, finally, is this an article or is this a farcical? Wooka wooka.
Wooka wooka. You sure it's not Waka Waka?
It is Waka Waka. I'm not very familiar with the Muppets, but you've been dreaming about them all night.
To be honest, I didn't dream about Fozzie.
Why not? What's wrong
with
Fozzie?
I don't know. I love Fozzie. Fozzie reminds me of me being on stage. I'm that bad when I'm doing stand-up. I kind of wish I had a hat that I could fiddle with.
And a scarf. Didn't he have a scarf?
He's got a scarf, yeah, but no pants.
Anyway, this is about...
He's quite literally bare.
That is a smaller... That's a smaller title, and the main article is called A Moving Mogul, and it's about Lou Grade.
They all sound perfectly plausible. There's no puns.
No.
Gazpacho fundamentalism, darling space station, son of Satan, waka waka. Oh, I don't know. Do I have to choose?
Yes.
Why?
Because otherwise we've just wasted everybody's life.
Well, we do that every week.
I know, it's fun.
It is quite fun.
It is fun. I wonder what people are doing right now. Maybe they're having sex. Maybe they're doing their maths revision.
No, maybe they're polishing their Oscar statue alone.
Cleaning is very important.
I'm going to say the one you've made up is... why would you have made up gazpacho fundamentalism? I'm going to say gazpacho soup is the one you made up.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, don't pick it if you don't think it's the one.
I'll explain what my thinking is, right? You said wooka wooka, which means you obviously didn't write it, so that explains why I think...
I could have done it, like, translate.
True, that is true. Darling Space Station, I don't think you'd have made up. And Son of Satan, I certainly don't think you'd have made up. So that's what... It was a process of elimination, and I want to stop my face from hurting.
What if I'd said something like, terrorists were firefighters on holes?
Well, you've just read that, clearly. So, gazpacho. Come on.
Oh, right, got it right again.
Did I?
But yes.
Why did you make that up?
I have no idea. I was just thinking, he's never going to get gazpacho. Why would I be talking about gazpacho?
Exactly.
That's why I made it up. That's the whole point of it. Because instead of playing the game properly, because you don't think of it like what would actually be in the Independent, the words waka waka. Right? You're thinking, what would Izzy think? And therefore, because you know me better than the Independent, you always win. It's just rubbish.
I don't always win. I've won like 3 times in 86 episodes.
I hate you.
You know, on the back of videos, and, well, I'll say that because it's not the 80s anymore. You know, on the back of DVDs...
You had a video in the 80s. Ooh, posh.
Well, just because you weren't alive in the 80s. Anyway... The point is, on the back of DVDs, whenever you say Oscar, you've got to put trademark, haven't you? So does that mean we've got to go back and edit in the word trademark every time we suggest that you stick a gold statue up your bottom?
No, because unfortunately we didn't actually win an Oscar to be able to stick it up our bottoms. Which is a good thing, because otherwise our husbands would leave us.
I've actually got a replica Oscar that someone bought me.
Aww.
From a pound shop.
That must hurt. That must really hurt.
Oh, you mean emotionally? Sorry.
You should lube it up a bit more.
I have a claim of an international Emmy, having worked on shows that have won them, but I certainly wouldn't want to stick one of those up my bottom. Have you seen them? They're quite spiky.
Nice. At the moment, I'm picturing the, what's it, the Palace of Solitude? What's it?
Yeah, no, it's literally pretty much like that.
And you've got Superman living in it.
Yeah, Fortress of Solitude.
Fortress, not Palace. I was just going, it's not Palace, but then I was thinking about Narnia and the Ice Queen's place as well. So that's what I was kind of thinking of. Just basically Superman's damage he could do to your posterior.
Superman could do a lot of damage to my posterior.
But he'd be able to freeze it with his breath.
And then reheat it. What?
With his eyes.
I wouldn't want to have him inside me when he comes.
Do you know what's really weird about that when you think about it? Because Superman's got eyes, right? And everybody else's eyes work. Light comes into them. But he's able to spew stuff out of them.
That's because he's a superhero.
But he's like backwards.
Superman's backwards.
Things that normally go in come out. Which is like, it's like boys, isn't it? They're weird.
Like belly buttons or penises?
Both.
Both.
Both are weird.
Both are weird, that is true. Right, you can choose from the S magazine or the S magazine.
Okay, we'll go with the S magazine. And we know what the S stands for, everyone, don't we?
Yeah, so between page 1 and 79.
37.
37.
Da da da, da da da.
Right, this is Jane O'Gorman. Our agony aunt. She gets to this heart of your sex and relationship problems.
Excellent. Maybe she could help Helen Hunt and Chief Police Wiggum.
And how to remove an Oscar from your rectum. When I found out that my boyfriend had a secret ambition to be a stand-up comedian, I booked him on a course as a birthday present. He did really well, and now he has been offered the chance to appear at a club in London. He's overjoyed and wants us to pack our bags. But I'm not sure. He's been offered a spot at the Laughing Horse, probably, and he wants to move to London. I'm sorry if this sounds harsh, but if you stay together, one of you will be unhappy. Don't put your faith in long-distance relationships. They rarely work. But accept that either he'll come running back, or the next time you'll see him will be on TV. After one spot in a London club. Wow. You can have brilliant orgasms and super sex.
Can I?
Yeah. And also, if you've got erection problems, you can
I got sent out of a sex ed class once when I was a kid. It wasn't a sex ed. It wasn't like, sort of like, and here's the man, and here he is with no clothes, and here's his penis sliced in half.
Was it like the one in Monty Python's Meaning of Life, where they actually had sex in front of you in class?
I wish. No, it wasn't.
You
it was
wish.
One where we talked about...
Not when you're 11,
that
you don't
been amazing.
Wish.
Amazing! Because we were in the library as well, so it would have been proper filthy.
Oh, shh! It'd be like f***ing a leaky blow-up doll.
And then a snake came along, went shh, ate the blow-up doll, and then he popped it and was like, oh, it's like eating David Cameron.
It all links. Right, so what have you got?
No, I want to tell you about sex ed class. Basically, it was called Lowering Our Expectations of Sex. Anyway, at one point she sort of says, now, here's a question, because we all had questions which we have to answer. And she was like, now, does good sex always end in orgasm? And I answered, I think sometimes bad sex could end in orgasm. I got sent out.
So what can I choose from?
We got critics, we got world news, we got weather, we've got the new review, which
we'll
is the
main. Go with the new review.
Okay, you got page 1 to 54.
Page
23. 23. 25, 24. 23, create a stir in the kitchen. This is part of living.
Did you always have to have an orgasm to create a stir in the kitchen?
No, but you could just break the butter dish and blame it on the ghost.
I broke a sugar pot on Saturday.
Really? Why?
Because I'm
sugar
inept.
Bowl, surely.
Well, it's the lid from the sugar bowl, yeah.
So now you have to use cling film.
No, I fixed it with super glue because I'm a man.
That's not a proper break then, is it?
Broke into 3 pieces plus the handle.
Wow, that's a bit like one of those ashtrays on the West Wing.
Yeah, it was a proper £1,000 sugar pot lid that
for the Navy.
Kevin Bacon can throw. Is it? It's not Kevin Bacon.
No,
is
it's
it?
Not. It's what's his face?
It's the little Christian Slater, one. The one that you've hugged.
Well, he hugged me actually.
And you went bright red, and I've got a picture of it, and you are beaming.
Yes.
So a good hug always does end with an orgasm. We haven't got a humdonger this week because we've got our own personal Oscar statues.
They don't actually have very well sculpted phalluses, Oscar statues.
No, but the whole thing.
They look like Alan Rickman in Dogma.
Oh, for God's sake. Any excuse to think of Alan Rickman?
He is lovely.
All right, treatment of the week, as always, from The Express. It's about a woman who had acne. So she was wearing a lot of foundation and concealer to cover it all up. She tried steroid creams, didn't work. And so she got told in an article that she should try omega-3.
Ooh.
So she didn't like it. That's when I discovered Nutra-C liquid omega-3. It's the purest omega-3 available and has a lemon flavour. So there isn't any aftertaste. I started putting it in smoothies and drizzling it on salads. After a few weeks, the red and sore patches were reduced. My skin was less itchy and my confidence improved. And I didn't want to plaster myself in foundation. I'd suggest the fact that she was a bit more confident and didn't cover herself in foundation is what stopped the acne.
I don't know. I think it's slightly more complicated than that. But then taking more oil for an oily condition.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Counterintuitive.
Omega-3.
She could have just started drinking smoothies, which have a lot of vitamin C.
Well, yeah,
as well.
And salads. Not yeah. That you drink a salad. I suppose you could drink a salad if you turned it into a liquid.
That's a soup.
Salad soup would be disgusting.
Watercress and spinach soup's good.
Yeah, but that's
like that.
Not a salad soup, is it?
What's his face? You know that French guy whose shoes I saw? Little
Blanc.
Feet. Blanc, that's it, Raymond Blanc. He's got a cookery show, which I've been watching.
No,
I quite
he hasn't.
Like him.
A chef with a cookery show?
It's mental, isn't it? He's quite rubbish, though. He was making an apple tart and then ate the apple and had to get his chef to go and find another apple.
When he cut the apple up for the apple tart, did he put half of it on one side and speak sweet nothings to it, and on the other side, vomit on it?
No, but he did pour custard all over it. So
custard.
It's quite similar. Anyway, he made a watercress and spinach soup. But the reason I bring him up is because I was in a restaurant the other week in Oxford, and on my menu was a little note, obviously hastily scribbled by a member of staff, like a post-it note on the inside of the menu. So they'd obviously been on the phone and were writing down some notes. And on that note was Raymond Blanc's home phone number.
Did you nick it?
I did. I haven't rung it because I have nothing to say to the man.
You should phone him up and ask him how to make chips.
No, but it's like, what size are your feet? It would be the ultimate one, but that would be quite bad because he's broken his leg. So one of them is probably slightly bigger than the other.
So what's your humdonger?
Oh, this was the reason I bought the magazine, which is why I'm so annoyed with it. One, because it's not actually in the supplements section.
So you can't talk about it because it's not in the supplements.
I'm going to talk about it anyway, because that's one of the reasons why it's a humdonger.
All right, go on then.
It's Women in Science. And I thought, brilliant, here's going to be a really interesting article about women waxing lyrical about why they love science and what's great about science and all that. No, it's all about there's a chronic shortage of women in labs. And so they've got interviews with like the top 10 alive scientists, right? And, you know, they've interviewed Susan Greenfield, who I absolutely adore, right? She's brilliant. Uh-huh. And all they've asked her about is being a girl. And you're just like, oh, I mean, the whole article is geared to the point that there aren't enough women in science. What can be done about women in science? Possibly we need to encourage more women to go into science. science, so we're going to just complain about the fact there aren't any women in science. And we know there aren't any women in science. It's blatantly obvious and it's a bad thing. However, what you want is therefore to go, oh, look at the research these women are doing and look at the research these women. Instead of all they've got is like, oh yeah, there's one girl, she helped out with like x-rays and that, and there's another one who found pulsars. Not explaining what pulsars are, not explaining the amazing different fields that these women work in. It's all about the fact that, oh well, I'm having a baby soon, so it might be hard.
Why do scientists work in fields?
I don't know.
They've got labs and everything.
Occasionally, right, scientists work in fields, cows work in fields, and occasionally politicians put poles in fields.
Yeah, fields get a lot of money from the economy, don't they? And what do? They just sit there being green.
There's magnetic fields as well. They're not green. They got a load of Oscars stuck to them. Actually, gold's not magnetic, which was one of the failing points in Indiana Jones.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week. And, you know, it's not me, clearly.
It's not me either.
Oh, right.
It's just depressing, mate. Entire paper is just really depressing. It's all about teenage gorillas and not like the cute fuzzy ones, the ones with guns.
Oh, so, I literally had an image of a silverback with an Uzi there. And I was like, that would be pretty cool. Why didn't you talk about that? But you meant gorillas, not gorillas. Yeah.
Very confusing when you're a kid and you have to save the gorilla and are worried about gorillas all at the same time. These gorillas killing everybody.
And the gorillas have got an album out.
Yeah, that's true. Going unhappy feeling. So you have, in fact, this entire podcast acted like the beginning of that gorilla song. Unhappy feeling, sad again, sunshine.
That's how I feel. I've been quite chatty, I thought.
Oh, you've been all right. You know, you still haven't sneezed.
No, that is true. I've been saving it up for the end. That's not true. Don't hang around to the end if you're expecting a sneeze. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Too blocked up. I have to come back in a few days.
If you sneeze, you can win.
If I sneeze, I can win.
If you do a Donald Duck impression, you can win.
I cannot do a Donald Duck impression unless I'm snorting snot out of my nose at 80 miles an hour.
It would be a limitation for Rory Bremner, that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I can't do Tony Blair unless I've got wings.
Yeah, like Alan Rickman in Dogma.
Oh, shut up about Alan bloody Rickman. Rickman.
That's like your little cheerleading thing with pom-poms.
Give me an R, give me an I, give me a C, give me a K. Put a P at the front. La 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 la. La la la. I think he would be a dickhead.
I don't. I don't particularly want to meet him or anything at all.
But you do just want to have sex with him.
I do. If I could have sex with him without meeting him, that'd be brilliant.
We're going to post it to you.
Chat roulette.
I'm not even going near that.
Aren't you?
No.
Ben Folds has done an amazing thing where he improvises songs to Chat Roulette. And there's one where he's in Charlotte having a gig in front of 2,000 people. And he puts up Chat Roulette. And these people are like looking dead into the camera. And then he's just going, hey, man in a shirt, how you doing? I want to cheer you up. And these guys just go from complete hatred and just, I can't stand the world, what am I doing with my life, I'm on Chat Roulette, to, oh my god, this is really cool, Ben Folds is singing me a song.
What happens if you go to someone who's got his wang out?
You just press next.
No, but what I say, if he's got his wang out in front of 10,000 people at a concert.
That's the risk you take with Chat Roulette, that is the roulette nature. If you're going to take your wang out, be advised that you might indeed be showing it not just to one stranger, but to a lot of strangers who are recording it for YouTube.
And the whole of CNN.
Yeah.
So, the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was Alan Rickman?
No, it was the Mirror, because you got free Lego with
it. Oh, yeah, no. Why didn't we buy the Mirror each and just play with Lego? Rather than waste our lives reading about bloody Mindy Hammond and her horses. So join us next week. We're bound to be in a happy mood next week.
Yeah.
If you want to write to us, you can. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can get in touch with us via Facebook, as many of you have been doing. And you can follow Izzy on Twitter, but not me, it seems. No one wants to follow Simon.
No. Well, you know, I'm the more interesting. I have the varied lifestyle. I'll tell you all about the M4 being blocked. It's quite an exciting thing, my Twitter feed. But also, do leave us a review on iTunes. We've got some nice ones, and it'd be good to balance them out with the truth. but yeah, it really helps. So tell a friend as well. If you like the podcast, or even if you're just a bit apathetic, tell somebody you don't care about much.
Can't imagine there's anyone apathetic listening to the podcast. It's not like the telly. You don't put the internet on and go, I'll just put a podcast on.
Oh, I do. Next, I do that a next, lot.
Next.
Because I get so pissed off with the telly and everything like that. I just listen to podcasts, random ones. Some good podcasts out there. But ours is best, so you should listen to ours.
I don't think ours is best at all.
It is. It's the bestest because I'm on it.
Cheerio.
Goodbye. Have a week. Have a good one.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood.